Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We have been speaking a lot about grace, about praise, and I hope you remember everything I was telling you and teaching you about praise. Today, I want to speak about praise as a way of life. And the Bible text is from Psalm chapter 57, verses 7 to 9, where it says, "My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the people." Amen. To praise God is good. But to make praise a lifestyle is better. God is pleased when we praise Him. He has done so much for us that praising Him should be normal, the most normal thing in the world for us. He's doing so many things, working on our behalf. Sometimes we don't even understand, we don't even know what He's doing for us. Therefore, we praise Him in every circumstance. I remember my schoolmate whose mother wanted to go to Africa for holidays. And before she left, the husband said, "I don't let you go. I forbid you to go." And she was furious with her husband for making such a decision. And when they heard the news, exactly the plane that she was supposed to take had crashed. So God is working on our behalf and protecting us, and we sometimes don't even know. Many times we don't understand and we murmur instead of praising God. When you wake up in the morning, instead of thinking, "Oh, another day, more problems today," you should say, "Praise the Lord, thank you God for the new day, a day with new possibilities and opportunities to serve you. Praise the Lord." This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. As you start a lifestyle of praise, your life will change. Praise changes your thinking. Instead of having negative thoughts, you have to practice praising God. It's a practice. It doesn't just come by itself. So if you do this occasionally, your attitude will change. Consistently, I mean, if you do this consistently, your attitude will change from negative to positive. You will realize that praising God affects your entire life. Entire life. When you begin your day with praises of God on your lips, you will see how God increases your life because you are tapping into the hidden reservoir of God's power. When you begin to praise God and living a lifestyle of praise, instead of feeling irritable, disagreeable, you will get new strength and vitality for your life. Praising God in the morning gives you an entirely different outlook on the day, because praising God encourages you. Praise is an important element in the Christian life because of what He is doing for us. Praise is an important element for us. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength." The joy of the Lord is always available to us, but praise allows us to tap into the source of strength. Praise is extolling God for what He has done for us. We read in Psalm 77, verse 11, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. To remember what God has done and praising Him for what He has done in our lives. Praise can be quietly, or it can be loud and expressive. Wherever you are, you can praise God and it will bring you encouragement. Encouragement to your spirit, and it is a continuous source of strength in your life. Praising God affects and changes your emotions. Even though we are spiritual beings, we also have emotional nature. Our spiritual and emotional level is affected by praising God. A negative attitude and confessions do a lot to harm us. The more you talk about the problems, how bad it is, how bad you feel, how depressed you are, the bigger the problem gets. The more you begin to praise God, what He is doing in you, the better you feel and the brighter your life will become. So praising God replaces hopelessness with hope. Praising God dispels doubt and unbelief. Praising God is so important for a believer because it provides an avenue of help to stay in the faith and to rise above the negative emotions that try to bring you down. When you are in faith, nothing is impossible with God, praise the Lord. Nothing is impossible with God. And praise brings victory. A defeated Christian is one who does not understand the hidden benefits and blessing that is in praising God. You cannot find a defeated Christian who is praising God. A victorious Christian is one who continually praises the Lord. Victorious Christians have a positive outlook of life. They have a grateful attitude toward God, and they delight in praising God. To praise God should be something we do out of joy, from the deepest heart. When you are enthusiastic and excited about God, it's natural expression of your gratitude to praise and thank God for His blessings. We should praise God with our whole heart. Sometimes it's just good to shout praises to God. If you go to a place where nobody can hear you, you can shout. From all your strength, you can shout praises unto God. Some people are afraid to hear their own voice. They are afraid to hear their voices shouting praises. When we praise in church, you should forget about who can hear your praises. Just open your lips and hear and heart to God and shout the praises. Use the church to praise God with a loud voice. Then you can watch how the power of God will move in our service. A church that doesn't express joyful praise is often a defeated German church. A church will be defeated with a defeat. A church with a defeated spirit has no joyful praise. In some churches, you never hear people raise their voices to praise and worship God. But this is what we should do: praise and worship our Lord. Everyone sings practically at a whisper. No one dares to pray aloud. You can show you love God by praising Him. And when we read in the Bible about praise, it's always loud, so that people can hear it. You can show how you love God by praising Him. Praise services should reflect our deep reverence for God. Our praise and worship should reflect the hearts and lives of people who are excited about the Heavenly Father. Our singing in church should reflect our praise to God. Many songs are enjoyable, but it's not praise. Genuine praise must flow from the heart of man to God. You can sing songs in church, but it's not praise. Real praise must come from your heart, out of an attitude of gratitude to God. Sometimes words of praise can come from your mouth, but your heart is not involved. That is not genuine praise. Most of the time, we praise God mechanically, like that, and our hearts are not involved. Our minds are kilometers away. And sometimes people can be so concerned about staying in the beat of the music, they couldn't possibly be praising God because they're too busy with keeping the beat of the music. Just because people wave their arms and dance around, it doesn't mean it is praise. Many people do that when really the heart is far away from God. They dance around in the church, they swing flags and everything, but their heart is not with God. When that is the case, praise becomes more of a physical exercise than anything else. Many have aerobic exercises, but not praise. Some songs themselves should reflect our praise and worship to God. So, depending on how your attitude is, you sing the songs differently. Music can draw our attention and focus away from God to man or anything else. So, it should not draw our attention and focus to it. What music and singing should do is to draw our attention and focus to God and His magnificence and power. When our music expresses praise to God for greatness and honors Him for what He has done for us in our redemption, that kind of music goes beyond a mere superficial excitement. So true praise penetrates deeply into the realm of the Spirit, and it pleases God. Psalm 50, verse 23. It says, "He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me. And he who orders his ways aright, who prepares the way that I may show him, to him I will demonstrate the salvation of God." True praise is precious in the sight of the Lord. True praise glorifies God and takes our eyes off Him, off man. True praise and worship exalts God alone and gets our eyes away from men and personalities. Christians should learn the difference between true praise and worship, an outward, fleshly demonstration of praise and worship. There's a difference. Clapping hands in worship is not praise. It's not praise. Clapping is all right to the beat of the music. That's okay. Sounding the tambourine during prayer is not worship. It's making outward sounds like they do in other religions. Playing the tambourine to the rhythm of the song is fine. So when our hearts and our mouths are filled with praise and worship, and our only desire is to bless God's holy name, such praises is well pleasing to our Heavenly Father. We must realize that the devil wants believers to remain in a superficial, fleshly, soulish state of praise rather than coming to a deeper, spirit-led, spirit-motivated praise and worship. If the enemy can keep us in an emotional, superficial state of praise, he can hinder us from receiving the benefits from God that he desires to give to us. So until we move into a deeper praise and worship that comes from our heart, God is hindered from releasing his power to behave to believers in a greater measure. So Jesus said we should worship God in spirit and in truth. True praise and worship draws us closer to God, not to people, to God. Praise is extolling God for what he has done and for what he's still doing. Worship is to praise God simply for who he is. To say, praise God, I praise you because of who you are. Many Christians have been healed by the power of God just sitting in a congregation listening to the word of God being preached because their heart was open, the worship was there. So much depends on our attitude of our heart. We should really praise God from our hearts because we love him. Do you love God? Have you ever told God, I love you? Like that, we should praise him because we believe in his promises. Praise allows you to be able to tap into the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is always willing to heal. But praise is a wonderful demonstration of your faith, enabling you to praise God for answers before you see the answers being manifested. Many times when you have pain in your body and you begin to praise God, in simple faith, you believe for your healing and the pain will disappear. You find out how close you are to God and how much you believe in his word by what comes out of your mouth. When your first reaction to a difficult situation, difficult circumstance is praise the Lord, then the praise of your heart just automatically flows from your heart. So what is in your heart will come out automatically. If it is praise, it will come out automatically. It's not trying to force something into being. Oh, I have to praise God. Oh, praise God. It should come automatically without you even recognizing that you're praising God. So it should be automatic, almost unconsciously. You will find so often that when you have victory in your heart, when you have victory in your heart, praise automatically comes out of your mouth. A sacrifice of praise is when you praise God even when you don't feel like it. If you tap into the power source of praise, you will find yourself enjoying life to the fullest, because praise brings you into the dimensions of God.
Let us praise Him. Amen. Amen.